I thank Jake Weinman for encouraging me to once again restart our Divrei Torah together. So I don't know if we'll do this daily, but certainly we'll try to share some Divrei Torah throughout the week. Our parasha this week, Ki Tavo, starts off with two very interesting mitzvot, and they go right next to each other. First, we have the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, and now we have the parasha of Vidoy Maiser. What is it? Mikra Bikurim is I bring the first fruits after acknowledging which is the first fruit, distinguishing it in the field itself, and allowing it to fully grow. I bring it up to the base of Mikdash. How do I bring it? Everybody came in celebration. They were brought in nice decorative baskets. It was a whole process, and it was meant to be something that was very celebratory. And a person brought it up, they gave it to the Beis HaMikdash, went to the Kohen, and they made a loud declaration, Va'anita v'amarta. Rashi points out, I believe quoting the Gemara in Sota, Bekol Ram. It had to be done in a way that he declared it, that everybody could hear it. Okay, beautiful. What's Vidoy Maiser? Vidoy Maiser is a very different process. It's at the conclusion of the third year and the sixth year of the Maaser cycle. Year one and two, you bring Maaser Sheni, which is you bring it up to Yerushalayim, and year three is Maaser Ani, and that's all in addition to your regular Trumot and Maaser that you give to the Kohanim and the Levim. But at the end of the third year, and the end of the sixth year, a person gets up and he says, I promise that I did what I was supposed to do. It's vidui, just like as in Yom Kippur. It's a declaration where you say, I did my share, I did my part, I don't owe anything anymore to any of the parties involved in the master process. I've cleared my debt. That's what a person says. Interestingly, though, it's not done by Kol Ram. It's pointed out that it's something that's done in a much quieter way. Rabbi Lam asks a great question. He says, what is the reason that the two of them are side by side? There seem to be a lot of similarities. It's a process, it's a declaration, one is speaking, and yet the fact that one is very loudly stated and the other one is very quietly stated has to beg the question, what is the fundamental difference between them? Says Rabbi Lam something unbelievable. He explains that when a person does Vidui Maaser, what is he essentially saying? He's saying, I did what was expected of me. So there's two ways a person can approach the idea of, I did what was expected of me. There is a person can get up and say, ah, I did it. I did what you wanted me to do. Then it almost sounds like the person wants a pat on the back. You're so amazing. You're so good. So proud of you. That's what it sounds like he's looking for. But that's what Rabbi Lam is not what you're supposed to be looking for when you said, look, all the check boxes are done. I fulfilled my obligation. We don't ask. We don't look for bonuses. We don't look for approbations. We don't look for anything special. And all we can say is, I did what was expected of me. What is expected of you is what you need to do. It says Rabbi Lam, that when it comes to Vidui Maaser and a person says, I did what you wanted from me, God, it's not supposed to be a celebration. It's simply an acknowledgement. I fulfilled what was expected of me. But when it comes to Bikurim, what is a person saying? It's not in any way a, oh wow, look how good I am. It's a, wow, God, look how good you are. God, it grew. It wasn't so simple. It wasn't a guarantee that it would grow. God, thank you. Could not have been here, could not have done this without you. That's something that can't be said quietly. That's something that can't be said in a back room. That's something that has to be shouted from the rooftop. God, I wouldn't be here if it was not for you. Fundamentally, that's the difference between the two processes. When I'm saying how good I am, no, it doesn't have to be done loudly. It could be done quietly. But what I'm acknowledging how good God is, that has to be something that is said, v'anita v'amarta, for all to hear. Have a great day.